Ready? Okay. Hilchas Avelos, packet 14. I think this was Inyan Shelas Shalom, if I'm not mistaken. So, there is a halacha that is aser to... There's an iser of Shelas Shalom for an oval. This is based on the pasuk in Yecheskel, which says, Hanig Dom. Basically, there should be silence. Silence. So, it's not practical to be silent. So, the way Chazal or Magdir this is that there should be no... Shela Shalom and no Talmud Torah. Okay, so what are the parameters of this din? So first of all, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that in the base Avel, this is a din not just to the Avel and from the Avel to the Menachemim. This is anyone in the base Avel, anyone who's there. So if a person goes to the base Avel and he sees someone else who also came to Menachem Avel, they should not wish Shalom Aleichem to each other because they're in the base Avel. It's not a place of Shalom. Okay, specifically, as it regards to the Avel, to the other people, what are the halachos? So, there are different halachos for different days. So, during the first 3 days, so, the Avel should not give shalom to anyone. And if people give shalom to him, he should not respond. But he should just be modia them, he should inform them, and he's an Avel. He should not respond. Day 4 through 7, again, the Avel should not give shalom to anyone, but if someone gives shalom to him, then he can answer, he could respond to the, you know, aleichem shalom to them. And then, from the 8th day, through either shloshim for shakrovim, or yud beis chodesh for aviv imo, so then he can ask, he could give shalom to other people, because they're shari b'shalom, they're fine, but it's improper though for other people to give him shalom. If they do give him shalom, he could respond to them, certainly. But if someone knows he's in Yud Beis Chodesh or Lam and Shar Krovim, the proper thing would not to give him a shalom aleichem because he is not shari b'shalom. Okay? The Rama says that the Isser Shel Shalom that we have for an Avel is, again, it's primarily based on Hanek Dom, silence. So based on, he quotes the Rambam, certainly other things, it shouldn't be marbe bidvarim, just I'm speaking, or divrei schok, or things of levity should be avoided, all based on the same yisod of, it should be a time of silence and of meditation, it shouldn't be a time of, you know, schok and kalas rosh. However, the Rambam does say, if it's the covered Rabbim, let's say a Rabbim came to be menachem him, he is allowed, mishum covered Rabbim, to wish them like a tzeischam l'shalom, you know, he's allowed to say to them. The Rama adds another point here. He says that there are those who are mekel regarding Shelas Shalom after Shloshim, and he doesn't really know why that should be, if not for the fact that maybe, he says, maybe there's some difference between the Shalom of our days and the way that they gave Shalom back in the days of Chazal, you know. But he doesn't have a, can't, doesn't put his finger on exactly what that difference is. The Rama in Darkei Moshe Ha'aruch, in Or Chaim, he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, which says that really it's the word shalom is the problem. You can't say shalom to the guy because he's not the shalom. If you want to say good morning, you know, tzafra, tava, something like that, then if you bump into him, it's mutter, but you shouldn't go out of your way to find him and knock on his door to wish him a good morning. If you bump into him, it's okay to say a good morning. But not again. But during that lament and Yud Beis, you know, it's improper to say the shalom to him. The Lev Avram Rav Weinfeld, so he wanted to make a chakira. He wanted to say that regarding Shaila Shalom, we have two dinim. There's Hanek Dom, as we mentioned before, which is basically a din of silence. And there's another din of Shari B'Shalom, of if someone is not in a state of completion, he's chaser, he's not shalom, you shouldn't say shalom to him when you know that he's not in that state. It's insensitive. So he wants to say that maybe different dinim are based on different time periods. So for instance, he says that 7 days after the Misa, that's the period of Hanek Dom, right? So that's the time when the Avel shouldn't say shalom to other people, because he should really be silent. Now, the other din of achirim wishing shalom to him, that's more of a din of shari b'shalom. They shouldn't do it. They don't have to be silent. You know, he posits, you know, because they're not the avelim, even though you can say that in the base of el, but he goes with the mahalach that they shouldn't give him shalom because he is not shari b'shalom. So that would apply even after shiva. So he applies this to a bunch of cases. For instance, if let's say the shiva doesn't start technically till after Yontif or something like that, if I'm not mistaken, I think he has that. So since the 7 days passed, it's not a din anymore of Hanig Dom, it's only Enu Shari B'Shalom, so technically maybe the Avil can wish other people Shalom. He wants to also explain the Noda B'Yehuda based on this. The Noda B'Yehuda says that in a base Avil, they say Birchas Kohanim, says the Noda B'Yehuda, but not on Tisha B'Av. Why? It's the same Isa Shel Shalom. So he says, no, because Tisha B'Av, everyone is like an Avil. So that's Hanak Dom, so you have to be quiet. In a base Avil, well, let's think. The only person who's not Shari B'Shalom is the Avil, right? So if the Avil davens, so he's allowed to daven, there's no Hanak Dom on Tfila, so he's allowed to say Birchas Kohanim, because who's he saying it to? All the people who came to be Menachem him, they're Shari B'Shalom. And even if someone else is davening for the Avil, and the Avil is just, you know, with everyone else, so you're not going to say that everyone else, you know, everyone else is Shari B'Shalom, so the Avil is going to be bottled to them. Everyone else is not going to be bottled to the Avil. So again, the Shliach Tzibur would be allowed to say Birchas Kohanim, because as the Lev Avram wants to say, that's a din of Shari B'Shalom. It's not a din of Hanak Dom. Hanak Dom, well, Tisha B'Av, everyone's an Avil, that's Hanak Dom. So that's why he wants to explain the Noda of Yehuda that there'd be no Birchas Kohanim on Tisha B'Av, well, there would be in the base Avil. So he is mefalpel with that Chakira, that the 7 days after the Misa, that's the din of Hanak Dom, and that applies to even the Avel, as opposed to the Shari B'Shalom, which is after. You know, Yud Beis Chodesh or Lamed for Avivim or Shacharim, respectively. The other din of that we learned about is Isser Talmud Torah. So, the Isser Talmud Torah is... there are two reasons for Talmud Torah. Number one is Hanik Dom, and the other one is it causes Simcha. So, what are we passing in Shulchan Aruch regarding this? So, we pass in Shulchan Aruch that the Avil is also Talmud Torah, as we know, but he is allowed to learn Dvarim Ra'im, you know, the unfortunate things from, you know, the sad parts of the stories, or Hilchos Avelos, he's allowed to learn. But that is only if he learns it by himself. He can't learn it with Achirim. Because again, that would probably call Simcha, the Pilpul Chavirim, so he can't learn it with Achirim. The Meiri says that Sifrei Musar, or Ma'or Salev, that the Avil can learn, it's even proper for him to learn it, but maybe the first day, he says, maybe he shouldn't. That's Hanik Dom, maybe that first day, he should just be silent, but after that, he should learn, he can and should learn Sifrei Musar. Fine. If the Sefer Simcha Satorah, just as a paraphrase, he makes chilukim between Hanek Dom versus Simcha, and he has a whole pilpul about it, and he wants to say nafkaminas. For instance, he wants to say Dvarim Haroim is a nafkamina. If it's Mishram Hanek Dom, then Dvarim Haroim should be Aster. If it's Mishram Simcha, then it'd be Mutter. He wants to say here's another nafkamina. You know, if it's Mishum Hanik Dom, so then you're not saying anything, you're only being Mahagir. If it's Mishum Simcha, you shouldn't be Mahagir. So he has an Arichos, you know, fitting things into this Chakira to say if it's one or the other, or maybe if it's both. Ayin Sham has, you know, I'm going to get into all the Pratim now. Just another halacha here is that if the Avel, who's also with Talmud Torah, if Rabim Srichim Lo, that he is the... if he doesn't come, then no one's going to learn that day. So then he's allowed to, even during Shiva, he's allowed to go and teach other people Torah. Shouldn't be building Torah for other people. But his own point out, his man is that it's not so nimsa that, you know, you don't have a substitute. Maybe in some far-off fig town or something, he's the only one who could do it. But there are chval, you know, if achir, there are people who could substitute. And... again, we spoke about it in Shir, not going to go into it now, Ketanim, there's technically no din of, you know, Avilas Baktanim, so really for Ketanim is no easier for them to learn Torah. And he can teach the Ketanim, if it's Tzarech Lo, if otherwise they wouldn't learn without him. And the last halach we mentioned is that if he is a Kohen, so he should not get the Aliyah. What if he's the only Kohen in Israel? He should still not get the Aliyah. Okay, I'll see you in the Torah. Have Hanukkah. One last din, which Rabbi Sarin mentioned in a different shir, but it's no gaff for the Shaila Shalom, is that the Shulchan Aruch says that that we don't send Shalach Manas to an Avel during Lamed for Shar Krovim, or Yud Beis Chodesh for Aviv V'Imo, and that's also Midin, a type of Shaila Shalom of sorts.